RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Thursday morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide. On the free Odyssey app, welcome aboard. Very exciting day. On the program, we're live from the Siegel Center in Richmond, Virginia. We're down on Broad Street, where at 11:30, you will hear from new VCU men's basketball coach Phil Martelli Jr. Introductory press conference, and he will stop by, chat with us on the Fan shortly after when AWOD takes over at noon for AWOD Radio. Lots of special guests coming today. Not confirmed, but expected. Lane Casadante and Mike Barber will be here and have said they will drop by the table later. Should be a really fun 11 o'clock hour. 11:30 is the time to be here. Phil Martelli Jr. officially introduced as a new basketball coach of the VCU Rams. Feels like we're here doing this all the time. Time for another one. Time for another reload. Time for another rebuild. Time for another restocking of the VCU pantry. So we're excited to bring that to you live this morning. It is also the return of the NCAA tournament Sweet 16 action tonight. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan, starting with BYU and Alabama. Coulda been us. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. BYU took care of business against VCU, then beat Wisconsin. Now they're playing basketball tonight at 7:09. The main event, though, I don't know how much you're following this Maryland story with Kevin Willard. This is insane. Maryland and Florida tonight at 7:39. Best Maryland basketball season in a decade. We know how prestigious that program is. That's a school with a rich history, a Final Four history, and they're finally back. They finally got a good team. They're finally rolling, and now on the eve of their biggest game in a long time, all of a sudden everything gets derailed. You got Kevin Willard. Damon Evans is the athletic director. They were fighting. Evans leaves for SMU. Willard seems to win the power struggle, but now he's still flirting with going to Villanova. Maybe he's gone to Villanova. Maybe he's not. Maryland doesn't know if they need to hire a basketball coach. They don't know who the athletic director is who's going to hire that basketball coach. They announced yesterday their commencement speaker for the year, and it's Kermit the Frog. That's not a bit. That's actually a thing that's happening at Maryland. I don't know what's going on at Maryland, but it's wild. As we introduce a new basketball coach, they don't know who the basketball coach is going to be. Oh, and they're one of the 16 best teams in America. Arizona Duke tonight as well. Cooper Flagg is going to play for the Blue Devils. Caleb Love for Arizona, who is their kryptonite. You remember him from those wins a couple of years ago that the Duke fans would rather forget. Arizona, 9.5-point underdog tonight against Duke. But with Caleb Love, with the storylines, we'll see. Duke's still my pick to win it all, but you never know what's going to happen when they toss the ball up and we have the madness. Late game tonight, Arkansas and Texas Tech. Not a blue blood matchup, but a really good matchup. Couple teams that have very nice basketball histories and should be a fun game, tight game. That one tips off. 10:09 will take you late into the night tonight. That'll be more than 12 hours from now. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan. At 10:30, we will hear from Sam Knox. He's the sports director at the TV station up in Rhode Island. Has covered Phil Martelli for the last couple of years, and we'll get the scouting report on Phil Martelli from up in Rhode Island, where he coached Bryant. We'll do that at 10:30. Gary Hess joins the program for his traditional Thursday fun at 10:15. That's just 9 minutes from now. We'll be giving out Kings Dominion tickets, 4-pack of tickets to go ride Raptera. Kings Dominion 2 days away from opening day. We've been giving away tickets all week. And if you win the tickets this week to go to Kings Dominion, you will win the opportunity to be in a drawing to be one of the very first people to ride Raptera. Conquer the skies during spring break at King's Dominion on the all-new Raptera. It's the world's tallest and longest launched wing coaster. So when I say we have a busy day today, we've got ourselves a busy day today. Throw one more log on that fire. It is Major League Baseball opening day. We'll talk a lot of basketball today, but it's Major League Baseball opening day. Phillies at the Nats. You'll hear it at 4 o'clock on our sister station, 96.1. Not the opening day you want to draw there. I don't know that there's a lot of teams the Nats want to draw at this point. Over-under on wins, 71 this year for the Nationals. We'll keep tabs on them all year. Orioles starting at the Blue Jays today. Lots of hope for the Orioles. They've got a loaded farm system. They've got a great young roster. If there's a year for them to break through, sure feels like it's this one. Major League Baseball starts today, 3:05, first pitch in New York. They'll get it started in the Bronx with the Brewers and the Yankees. But our attention is right here at the Siegel Center, where we are live today, counting you down to Phil Martelli Jr. being introduced as the new VCU basketball head coach. That'll happen at 11:30 this morning. What do you want to hear from him? Call in, let us know, 833-804-0910. This is maybe one of the more eventful ones. It feels like we've been at a lot of these. Feels like we've done a lot of these, and they've all been different in their own ways. Certainly, with Shaka, it was, who are you? Hi, who are you? And obviously, we all know who he is now, but it's easy to forget that when Shaka was introduced here, he was an unknown. He was a name that was not recognizable and kick-started this run of six consecutive VCU basketball coaches who have participated in the NCAA tournament. Will Wade, we knew who he was. Then with Mike Rhodes, the question was, are you going to stay here? We're tired of people leaving. You going to stay here? And his answer was yes. Spoiler, didn't happen. Mike Rhodes did not, in fact, stay here. And that's why we're here today. Ryan Odom was a known name, and Phil Martelli Jr. Is a known family, if not a known name in the basketball world, and certainly a ton of familiarity from Jimmy's VCU days. His brother Jimmy worked on Mike Rhodes' staff here. So a little less of the who are you and a little less of the are you going to stay, because I think everybody understands now they don't. And that's the way of the world. And we can gripe and complain, and we do for 2 hours a day on this radio program. But the deck is stacked against schools like VCU at the moment. It's tougher than ever to schedule. It's tougher than ever to get good games. It's tougher than ever to boost the net ranking. It's tougher than ever to hang on to kids in the instant transfer portal era. But they find a way. They have great facilities. They have great tradition. And certainly expectations will be no lower in light of all that for Phil Martelli. I don't know if you saw. I think the biggest – there's so many things working against mid-majors right now. I think the biggest development, though, if you saw this Vegas tournament, the Players Era November tournament, which is paying the players to participate through NIL, is expanding to 32 teams in 2026. And they ran off the list, and it's the Blue Bloods. They're all participating. Your Mauis of the world, your Charlestons of the world, they're fading, and that's the last biggest gasp for the VCUs to get those games. I would love to see NCAA action on that. I would love to see reform on that. I don't even think it'd take something big. I think it would also work if the committee just made a statement one year and, hey, we're going to reward the mid-majors who are playing good ball. Drake's playing good ball. Let's give them a spot at the dance. I think it could be as simple as that. If the committee gives spots and good seeds to Drake instead of the North Carolinas of the world, I think everybody would. I think everybody's head would turn. But that's neither here nor there. Phil Martelli, introductory press conference today. Excited to hear his vision for the program. Excited to hear what he'll be up to here at VCU, because he's the seventh coach here. If he makes a tourney, he'd be the seventh coach in a row to do it at VCU. Tribute to Ed McLaughlin, the athletic director, the staff here, the facilities, the tradition. A lot of big names come back here every summer and work out, get their pickup runs in here at the Basketball Development Center. That is very much a big element of this program's success and this school's success. We'll count it all down for you. 11:30 is go time on that. Gary Hess joins on the other side here. Before we do, though, let's give out some Kings Dominion tickets to start this day. Megan's holding it down in studio, and give her a call. If you're the first caller right now, 833-804-0910, we'll give you a four-pack of tickets to conquer the skies during spring break at Kings Dominion on the all-new Raptera, the world's tallest and longest launched wing coaster. Kings Dominion opens this weekend. Get your tickets at kingsdominion.com. Today, first caller, 833-804-0910. We're sending you out with a four-pack of tickets to Kings Dominion. Gary Hess on the other side. You're listening to Richmond's Home for VCU Basketball. This is 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Congrats to our winners. We've had four of them so far. Four winners, four packs of tickets to Kings Dominion. I can do math. That's 16 tickets. But can our next guest do math? That's always the question. He's assembling those stats on Friday nights up in the booth. It's Gary Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Gary, what's up, dude?
It was my understanding there would be no math.
It's the closest thing we've got to a catchphrase. I love it. Gary Hess joins us on Thursdays for fun. We're at the Siegel Center right now. I'm at the Siegel Center right now at 11:30. Phil Martelli Jr. gets introduced as the new coach of the VCU Rams. Gary holding it down in our Basie Road studios. Gary, look, I grew up loving basketball, but I grew up in the Midwest. I knew of Phil Martelli Sr., but I wouldn't say the file's extensive. For you, kind of knowing who he is, having watched those teams for a long time, what's this mean to you, and kind of what are your memories of those teams?
You know, I just remember some great battles between VCU and St. Joe's. You know, I remember earlier in my career, you know, VCU was actually the first conference tournament I covered. VCU was in the Sun Belt, believe it or not. But yeah, I remember when VCU went from the CAA to the Atlantic 10, and you know Temple was still there, and then you know St. Joe's and Phil Martelli, and man, he had a great run. He always had representative teams. He had a couple of years where they were really good, like a high seed in the NCAA tournament, good, and you know, and they always gave VCU fits, and so. That is my recollection of St. Joe's, and I thought it was fascinating when the news broke the other night that Junior was getting the job, that one of the first tidbits we picked up was that Senior was coming along to be on his staff. And I think just his experience at the Siegel Center, he's going to be love being on the right side of that atmosphere instead of the other side.
There's certainly somebody who appreciates a good college basketball 100%. Atmosphere. St. Joe's, where the Hawk never dies, one of the great bits in college sports.
Right.
And he'll get to watch his son coach from the bench. How cool is that? Well, we'll find out exactly what role he's in, whether it's bench or administrative. But I just think in this day and age where roster building is probably every bit as important as X's and O's for a college basketball coach, bringing in a family, a name, an assistant who has been at Michigan, has Power 5 connections, that feels like as much the headline as the actual basketball these days.
I really think that is it. And you're talking about with a younger guy who has history, you know, with that and played in that St. Joe's program. And then the dad coming in as part of it, having been in the Big Ten, you know, as recently as 2 years ago. This is, you know, it's like that package was very appealing. And I'm not surprised that Ed McLaughlin went that direction. He's got a track record of doing pretty good with these decisions, and this looks like another good one.
Well, he doesn't miss. Six coaches hired between him and Norwood Teague, six NCAA tournament appearances. That's pretty good as streaks go. Gary Hess joins us on Thursdays. Gary, as you survey college sports here, we got Maryland playing tonight. Their coach has one foot on the way out. There's 1,000 people in the portal. I didn't know there were 1,000 people playing college basketball. Everybody's in the portal. What needs to happen here? How can we fix this?
I can't answer that question because I've entered the portal. You'll need to talk to my agent. No. Listen,
he'll be entertaining offers from competing stations.
Two things that I think have to happen. Number one is the portal can't open until the NCAA tournament's over.
Yes.
That's number one. Number two, if we're going to have the players making all this money, schools need to be able to sign players to multi-year deals. And that way you have some stability. You sign, bring in a guy after his freshman year, you sign him to a two-year deal or a three-year deal or a two-year deal with an option. If you're going to treat it like a pro sport, then treat it like a pro sport. And, you know, then let's put some guardrails on it and let's be able to sign these kids to multi-year deals so coaches can have some stability in their program.
It's that easy, folks. It's that easy.
There's no world where there should be 1,000 kids in the transfer portal at one time.
No, and to your point, nobody's losing in a multi-year contract scenario because there are going to be kids who don't play as well as they thought and still have that assurance. And this pro sports deal with multi-year contracts, we've got general managers now. VCU is going to have a general manager, I'm sure, of the program. You know, most schools do. Football teams have general managers now at college football. That's part of it is the management, the salary management, the contract management. It just feels.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Feels like a common sense reform that wouldn't take a lot of energy or effort that we could get done pretty quickly and would make everybody's experience a lot better.
Yeah, it's so simple. And just because you have the ability to sign kids to multi-year deals, it's going to be just like any other professional sport where, you know, you're going to have some kids that you're going to work out a 3-year deal with that kid, and then others will be on 2-year deals, and then there'll be some other kids where you bring them in on a 1-year deal, and you know, because he's a periphery guy and he a prove it deal, and maybe he'll make more money you know, with a deal after that. You know, it can all work itself out, but the inability to have multi-year deals and have it be the wild, wild west every year at the same time and it be during the NCAA tournament is insane. The coaching changes and the timing that it's had to be. Look at Jay Lucas. Miami insisted that he leave the staff he's a part of that's still playing in the NCAA tournament because they're like, hey, the portal's opening. We got to have you down here. And I get that. But it shouldn't have to be that way. Jay Lucas should have been able to finish the season with the team, with that Duke team he was a big part of before starting at Miami. But I certainly understand why Miami insisted otherwise.
Well, there's just no rush. There's no all these kids trying to you're playing a game of musical chairs. The music's going to stop. It's going to be April 4th, Gary, and we're going to have 5 months until the ball tips on opening night. There's no advantage to be gained here. It's just everybody getting antsy, and NCAA won't put the brakes on this and implement common sense reform.
Michael, it's interesting because you have the football portal needs to be later too. But there's this pesky academic thing where they're in school and
is that right? Wow.
And second, and so you have the start of the football portal. You have to deal with the fact of when second semesters start. That is not an issue with this one because the semester doesn't even start till late August. You got plenty of time, so there's absolutely no reason for the portal to be open now. While you know, and the thing of it is, a little bit of the attention has come off of these Sweet 16 matchups that are so very compelling. I just remember you've covered sports as long as I have almost, and you know, you get that Sweet 16 and you got 3 days of buildup and anticipation before those games on Thursday night and Friday night. And that's kind of been lost in the shuffle this week with all the coaching stuff and all the portal stuff. And I hope we can rightfully turn our attention back to the on-court activity starting at 7:09 tonight.
Well put. Kevin Willard certainly doing his part to attract that focus as well. I have been around for a minute, Gary. I'm old enough to remember when the Sunday NCAA tournament games all ended by 6:00 so the kids could get on planes and fly back and be at school on Monday morning, and here we were Sunday night.
Yes.
I think that last game ended when you woke up for the morning shift with Rich. Then you hear that Alabama's going to fly straight to Newark and not even go back to Tuscaloosa to class. It's a very different world now.
It is a very different world, and I kind of miss you know, the days where the games were kind of clustered together and you had the studio host throwing you from finish to finish. I kind of miss it. And I know that ship has sailed. I know that, but that doesn't mean I can't wax nostalgic about it. I had a friend post a video on my personal Facebook page hearkening back to 1981, and the day March Madness was born, with three incredible finishes about 30 minutes apart, and Bryant Gumbel, of all people, directing traffic back in the studio, and it was amazing. And that's kind of, everybody points at, that's that Saturday afternoon when the Madness was born. And then, of course, you know, the very next year, CBS took the contract away from NBC and took it to a whole nother took it to a whole nother level. So,
I mean, to bring that, everything's, I bring back to football. I always say this: Thursday night football, when they have the Browns playing the Titans, that's boring. I don't want to watch that. But Sunday at 1 o'clock, when we have seven Browns Titans at once, oh, that's incredible. That's a feast for the senses.
100%. 100%. 100%. Especially when there are other games, if you have the option to say, I'm not going to watch that game, I'm going to watch this one over here. You know,
it's the Golden Corral. Is it good? Hey, there's a lot of it. Okay, yes. I'm in. Let's do it.
Exactly.
I'm quantity sometimes. Gary Hess joins us on Thursdays, sports director here at 910 The Fan. Gary, before we let you go, I have to wish you a very happy opening day, although not to your Phillies, as they are playing the Nats in a bit here on 96.1, our sister station.
Yes, I'm looking. You know, it's funny because Rich told me on the show on WRVA this morning that Brett Boone, former major leaguer he does a podcast with, has chosen the Phillies to win the World Series, and to which my response was, he must know more than I do, because
division, man. Mets load up with Soto. Braves have been in it every single year. Phillies' record recently speaks for itself. And two other teams participate as well, which is nice. Look at participation trophies and orange slices at the end of the year.
Thank you.
Those three, though, that's some good baseball.
They'll get some lovely parting gifts. That's exactly right. So, you know, the Mets continue to throw money at it and continue to struggle to find the secret sauce. The Phillies have a loaded lineup and great starting pitching. Can their bullpen keep them from screwing it all up? And can the Braves stay healthy? I think there are questions all over the place. But you're right. I mean, all three of those top teams in the NL East have designs on playing late into October.
No doubt. Participating teams will receive part.
And all of them, as loaded as they aren't as loaded as that team on the other coast that's got Shohei Ohtani.
So many people. Participating teams will receive consolation prizes courtesy of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco tree.
And turtle wax.
Gary Hess. Spice up dinner tonight.
It's
veterans.
It's exactly
Gary
right.
Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan. Gary, thank you for joining us. We'll see you in studio next Thursday.
Yep. Be good.
All right. There he goes. On the other side, Sam Knox joins us. He's a sports director at WPRI in Rhode Island. He'll tell us what we can expect with Phil Martelli Jr. counting you down. You'll hear from the new VCU basketball coach live at 11:30 on your home for the Rams. 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. One more chance to win Kings Dominion tickets tomorrow before they open up on Saturday. Thank you to Sam Knox, sports director at WPRI in Rhode Island, dropping by, sharing some insights into Phil Martelli Jr. live at the Siegel Center. You'll hear from the new Rams coach at 11:30 this morning. We'll air it for you live and in its entirety. Speaking of sports directors, I rounded one up here. Lane Casadante, CBS 6. With a live Thursday hit with me, this is an extra special treat here.
It doesn't happen often. It's kind of like a lunar eclipse, which we just had one of those, too.
The moon turned red the other night. It was too late. I didn't stay up for it.
You know,
I slept through it.
I see 1 3 o'clock a day, and it's not that one.
You've been around long enough to know what the Martelli name means. What was your reaction when you saw Phil Jr. Hired as VCU coach?
Well, you had seen his name mentioned, but not a lot of people had it on their bingo cards. I will say this.
He was not the FanDuel favorite.
No, for entertainment purposes only. But when you – and this is where you give Ed McLaughlin the – giant benefit of the doubt for every move that he has made with his premier program here at VCU. And you got to trust Ed. He's done pretty well so far with the last three or four or five hires that he's had to make for basketball. You'd like to hope that he wouldn't have to do this again in 2 or 3 years, but it's a byproduct of success. And it's better than, you know, having to do it in 4 years because they're not winning.
Yes.
So every good athletic director, no matter the level, no matter the sport, has a list of 5 or 6 replacements in the top drawer of their desk.
Gotta be
for
ready.
Their biggest sports. You have to be ready. And you have to believe that he knew, you know the family, you know the name, you know his brother, you know his dad. So while the fans may not be as familiar with the person specifically, they know the name. And Phil Martelli Jr. is incredibly familiar, more so than you would think, with not just VCU, but with the A-10. He grew up in the A-10, played in the A-10, and he has, when his brother was director of operations here, he got a keen insight into how this works around here. So he's not coming in blind.
And Ed gets the benefit of the doubt on everything because he hasn't missed, right? It's like, my draft analysis for the Washington Commanders this year. They're going to pick somebody, and they'll put me on and say, do you like the pick? I like the pick. Who do you like him? I like that Adam Peters picked him. He hasn't missed yet.
Right.
I like that Adam's smarter than me, and he seems to be good at picking players.
Pretty good batting average.
As long as he turned in the card, I feel good about it. Ed hasn't missed yet. Every coach he's hired has made the NCAA tournament.
And have gone on to a Power 4 or 5 program, whatever we're calling it these days. Again, I've talked to fans about this, and while for the stability and for everybody's nerves and everybody's stress, you'd kind of like to find someone that will be here for an extended period of time. But there are a lot of fans that fill this place on a nightly basis who are like, no, just if they win and they have to leave, God bless. But we would rather see our team win with a new guy than to have someone here 5, 6, 7 years that, maybe is a middle-of-the-pack kind of guy.
We're also at the point now where anybody they hire gets a boost from being hired here. Like the day Phil Martelli Jr. was announced as a new coach, I bet a lot of your ADs at your Power Fives opened up their cabinet. Ed likes Phil Martelli Jr. He doesn't even have to prove himself here just by virtue of putting on the polo, the black and gold polo. He's a name now.
Now he's a name. Right, exactly. I don't know that people outside of those of us who were here to see him play at Hampden Sydney knew a ton about Ryan Odom. We knew that he was at Maryland Baltimore County, that they beat Virginia. That gets him everywhere. But that hire was kind of, we knew about Mike Rhodes. We kind of knew about Will Wade because they had been here before. Nobody knew who Shaka Smart was when he first came into this building.
That press conference was a full, and who are you?
Exactly. Right. Where is this guy from? You know, and you're doing a deep dive on trying to figure out why this guy. We don't have to do as much with this, even if we are not as familiar with the man himself. Now, he's just spent the last 6 seasons at Bryant. Bryant is not exactly...
I'll raise my hand. I had to look up what state Bryant was.
I knew it was in Rhode Island only because they're part of the CAA for football, and they play the Spiders and William & Mary, so I knew that about it. But, and we just had a chance to meet Coach Martelli and his wife and his children. He was there for 6 years. That's not a huge job. You wonder if he had his opportunity to go elsewhere in those 6 years and didn't. So maybe even with success here, he's got, young children. Maybe this is a place where he'd like them to have some roots. Who knows what's in the guy's head, and who knows what opportunities and what might unfold in the future. But, again, you have to give Ed McLaughlin the benefit of the doubt because he, like you said, he has not missed.
I mean, who knows what college sports will look like in 3 years?
That's the other thing. Phew. Right. We didn't think it looked like this 4 or 5 years ago.
We did. I just remember when Will Wade left, and fans were mad.
A visionary, by the way, ahead of his time. Will Wade was a visionary. That's what I'm telling people.
The fans were mad for a lot of very legitimate reasons, so I'm not going to cast aspersions on that. But
nevertheless,
one of the big reasons was he left the cupboard entirely bare, and now all 350 Division I teams have a bare cupboard right now.
And
it's insane.
When Ryan Odom came over the hill, there were 4 players on the roster, I think.
Yep.
One was
and
Zeb Jackson.
He brought a team with him.
He brought part of a team with him and assembled a team. Right now, as we sit here this morning, unless you have, I don't know if you have the portal up. You got to check it every 5
Everybody's
minutes.
Everybody's in it.
There are 3 players on the active roster that either are not in the portal or haven't exhausted their eligibility.
I don't think there are 3.
Not even 3? Okay, no. So that may have changed in the last hour.
Yeah.
It's the way this sport is now, and the coaches that will adapt to it and work it properly are the ones that are going to succeed. It's one of the big reasons that Tony Bennett walked away in Charlottesville last October, because he just wasn't what he grew up in. It wasn't what he came up in. He didn't like it. He agrees with the players being able to take advantage of the opportunity, but it's just not for him.
It's a young man's game. Phil Martelli's in his early 40s, he's ready to attack this world. And you mentioned Phil Sr. coming with him. That's a guy who can pick up the phone and call every AAU coach in America. Who you got? Call the Power 5 coaches. Who's not getting playing time? Who are you trying to let go of? Send them on down to Broad Street.
And while Phil Martelli Sr. may not be a name that resonates with the players of today, it will resonate with their coaches and with the generation in between. So that's a huge, when you are able to pull that out, hey, Dad, call this guy. And you answer the phone when you see Phil Martelli Sr. calling, 100%.
Ed McLaughlin's here. Phil Martelli Jr. is here. The Peppas are here. Lane Casadante from CBS 6 is here. We got ourselves a party. Happy opening day, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Let's bury the lead. it's baseball. It's the greatest day in the world. The greatest 10 days in sports are, when opening day starts, we get into the Final Four, and then the Masters. So we're in the middle, the best 2 weeks on the sports calendar for me.
Y'all have some good games tonight, too.
Yeah.
This is a great, pour one out for the mid-majors.
But.
But.
But these are, we got marquee. We got the headlines. Yeah. Moving into the second weekend, so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Got Caleb Love against Duke, the kryptonite there. That'll be a fun one tonight. Yankees kick it off today, I believe.
They open with the Brewers, which is they got Devin Williams from the Brewers as their closer. And actually, Sean Roberts and I were talking about this on the way over. Dave Sims takes over in the radio booth for the Yankees, replacing longtime voice
Sterling.
John Sterling, thank you.
For now. So Sterling tried this last year too.
Well, yeah, no, I think he's done for now. But Sean is actually he's friends with Dave Sims, so we're very excited about that. But yeah, the best part, two things I love about baseball. Number one is that it signals that the weather's getting nicer, and number two, it's every night. We always have something to watch.
Absolutely, it's great. It's background noise. You tune in. We'll be out at the Diamond next Friday.
Next Friday,
fired up for that. Anything else? You guys will be late tonight on CBS. So.
Yes, but tonight, actually, because it's opening day, we have a profile of Vinny Pasquantino, the James River grad,
and of my team,
who is the starting first baseman for the Kansas City Royals and has a unique connection to us at CBS 6. You tune in tonight, and we'll tell you what that connection is.
Okay, I love that.
Great kid, by the way. I got a chance to talk to him out in Arizona last month, and he's just a super kid. Very easy to root for.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll be watching that one. That'll be great. Lane Casadane, CBS 6. Watch the WTVR.com. Watch the Vinny Pasquantino feature tonight. Stick around here. We are 33 minutes away from Phil Martelli Jr. being introduced as the new VCU coach at the Siegel Center. You'll hear it live on your home for VCU basketball. 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. You hear the Peppas. That means we're close. Phil Martelli Jr. will be introduced as the new VCU basketball head coach in 30 minutes. You'll hear it live right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, your home for VCU basketball in Richmond. If it feels like we're here all the time, we kind of are. It's 2 years away from the Ryan Odom hiring, and of course, Mike Rhodes and Will Wade and Shaka before that. Now, with Shaka, it was, hi, who are you? What are you doing here? Oh, you're the coach. Okay. We've had some name power recently, though. Ryan Odom, of course, well-known because of his father and then what he did with UMBC that one time. And Phil Martelli Jr., his father, known on the circuit as well from his 24 years at St. Joseph's, 7 NCAA tournament appearances during that span. The dignitary is rolling in. Ed McLaughlin, VCU Athletic Director, in the house. We've got A number of Boosters fans, it is open to the public. So if you're driving around looking for something to do, slide on down to the Siegel Center where Phil Martelli Jr. will be introduced. Robbie Robinson, voice of the Rams, will kick off the festivities at 11:30. You will hear them in their entirety here on 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. I think Senior Martelli just rolled in as well. We've also got NCAA basketball tonight. You'll hear it right here. Westwood coverage of the NCAA tournament starts at 7 o'clock. BYU, Alabama, and Maryland, Florida, your opening slate. What is going on at Maryland? They maybe have a coach. They maybe don't have a coach. They definitely don't have an athletic director. They're in the Sweet 16. They got the best team they've had in a while. And, of course, we have to note the biggest event on the sporting calendar as I bring in my guy, Mike Barber, who is covering this for the Associated Press today. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy opening day.
Yes. It's funny how opening day almost gets lost in all of this.
Right? I'm 3 minutes into my spiel of things happening in sports, and, oh, yeah, happy baseball opening day.
Right. This is used to be a day where it's like you clear your calendar and grill some hot dogs and you just watch baseball and they stack the games. And
yeah.
I got up this morning and I was getting ready to come here and getting some other stuff ready for the NCAA tournament. And I got a text from a buddy about the Yankees and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, it's for real today. But it'll take a backseat for the moment, I guess.
For the moment, we're here with Phil Martelli Jr. You've been doing some tournament stories for Hoops HQ, Seth Davis's site, which is awesome to see. No mid-majors, no Cinderellas. But we got a lineup. We got some games.
Yeah, so I get it, right? Everybody loves that first weekend to be topsy-turvy and a little bit drunk, and, you know, that's fun. But when you get to the second weekend, what does that beget, right? A great opening weekend kind of leaves you with
Duke beating Bryant by 50.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we kind of sat around and watched some. There were some good games now. I mean, the Maryland, the buzzer beat, there were some good games there. But, yeah, for the most part, chalk. And you know what that gets us? Potentially great games this weekend. I got a bunch of buddies that I started my career with in Harrisonburg, and they go every year to the NCAA tournament. They're all out of the business now. And they always say, like, they're rooting against upsets in the first round because they always go second weekend, and they're like, we don't want these dog games. We want. So, yeah.
You were at the Ryan Odom press conference, too, at UVA.
I was at the Ryan Odom press conference at UVA. I was at the Ryan Odom press conference here 2 years ago. That's, I was actually just pulling up photos.
We went out to Cuba afterwards.
We sure did. Yeah. I was just looking for the photos, and I'll do a little side-by-side here. I look the same, out of shape, bald. But and I think the stage looks mostly the same, right? You got the banner up on the big board. You got the band playing. You got the nice chairs out.
I believe we get older, the coaches stay the same age.
That, it is very Matthew McConaughey. Although in my memory, again, getting older, who knows? I thought I remember there being balloons last year. I don't see balloons right now for Martelli. Mm. So I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Maybe more NIL money, less balloon funds. I don't know.
The balloons are paying Zeb Jackson for a sixth year in college.
Money's got to go somewhere.
When we were here 2 years ago, we knew things were changing. But dang, if it, like, you're more dialed in than I am, but I was texting with somebody the other day, and they told me Power 5 starting player, it's 7 figures minimum, probably more. Like, everybody in a Power 5 starting lineup next year who's a real team is a 7-figure guy. Where in the world did that come from?
It blew up overnight. It really did. I mean, this has been coming and coming, but, you know, a lot of what I do is at UVA, and I got a big story up right now on how UVA is ramping up their financial support for Ryan Odom. And I've heard from so many people who worked during the Tony Bennett era who were like, great, where was that for us, especially in the last 2 years? Because let's face it, Tony Bennett was the name and the face that raised a lot of that money.
Yes.
And what I've been told was basically they told basketball, hey, there's a cap on what you can spend. We got to give a lot of this money to football. And I don't want to extrapolate, but, you know, Tony retiring, I think this all plays together, right?
Sure.
You know, it's like, do I want to be out here pressing the flesh, raising money, and then not reap the benefits? Now, this year, what we've been told, and this is what I have in the article, they're going to have between $7 and $8 million in NIL funds, and that's before revenue sharing, because I think people get a little mixed up there. So that's money that Wally Walker, who was an NBA GM and has been serving as UVA's de facto GM, told me, said, hey, that's money that we need to pay out really before July 1st. So what you're looking at,
and hearing maybe even before April 7th, when this is approved.
When it's approved, and what's crazy about that is he said, what you're looking at is front-loaded contracts, which whoever thought that would be a term we'd use in college athletics, right? But I said to him, I said, Wally, I said, it sounds like you're talking signing bonuses. He said, well, that's essentially what it's going to be, is we got this money, we got to get it to you in the next month or two, so here's a big chunk of it.
It's incredible, and it happened so fast. And I do wonder if the Big Easts of the world, the non-football schools of the world, because you mentioned the revenue sharing. We've all seen that pie, that basketball slice. It's not enough for me as a hungry man to eat that slice of pie. Like, the football pie, that's the pie. You wonder if the Big Easts of the world, the VCUs of the world, maybe are going to slide under the radar here.
I think that balloon budget. You don't have to share your balloons with football here at VCU. Look, when people were asking me about Ryan and would he leave VCU, would he take the UVA job, and just from that angle that you're asking me about, I thought, you know, here's the thing. When he goes into Ed McLaughlin's office and asks for money, he doesn't have Tony Elliott or Brent Price sitting across from him saying, here's what I need.
Yeah.
This is the big dog here, and I think there's a value.
At Tech, you have to give it to Brent Pry.
100%.
With all apologies to Mike Young, if Tech doesn't have football, what do they have?
No, 100%. And the reality at UVA is there's some of that too. Even though, if we're looking at it, you know, logically say, well, UVA basketball, that's a bigger deal.
That's a brand.
But financially, it's not a bigger deal. Yep. And I think there is an advantage at Marquette. It reminds me of the opposite thinking when Tech got Buzz Williams. The reason Buzz left Marquette for Tech was he got in his head he had to be in a then Power 5 conference to have the money to compete. I wonder right now, does Buzz Williams leave Marquette for Virginia Tech? I think not. I think the logic is different.
Yeah.
But as you mentioned at the Open, things are changing so rapidly. I mean, who knows? Who knows who's right in all of this?
Always love chatting with Mike Barber, who's here covering this for the Associated Press today. All the places. You work for all the places.
I do. I work for a lot of places.
Including the Richmonder.
Yes,
Richmonder.org. I'll never turn down an opportunity to plug that.
Of course.
On this radio program as well. Any good meals at Restaurant Week in Charlottesville? I saw you were on the circuit.
It's been a little bit. Yeah, so we did the Bebedero, which is... they're most famous for their mezcal collection, which we also sampled. But I had really good...
Those aren't on special.
They were not on special. They were expensive. But chicken enchiladas there I had were really, really good. They have a great happy hour there. I'm trying to remember where else we've gone recently, but we've been... since I'm between jobs officially, we've been a little bit muted on the restaurant scene, but we've had some good ones.
Yeah, I went to a barbecue place here yesterday. I'm not going to shout them out because they're new and they're not as good as ZZQ, which is the standing favorite.
Sure.
So you know, that's a high pedestal to get knocked off of, though.
It is. I was looking around to see if they had any catered food for the media here at this event, but again, I think that may have gone the way of the balloons.
I believe that's also going to Zeb Jackson to get that sixth-year paperwork in. Mike Barber, thank you for dropping by for a minute. We're back live from the Siegel Center after this. You're listening to the home of ECU basketball in Richmond, 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM.
Always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Joined now by Sam Knox. He's a sports director at WPRI up in Rhode Island, of course, here to chat we got your guy, Sam. Understand that you guys had some good times together. It's Phil Martelli Introduction Day here at VCU. Good morning. How's it going?
It's going good, Michael. I am a little jealous that you guys are going to have Martelli down there at VCU. What a great guy. What a hire, home run hire for VCU. A terrific guy, a terrific coach, and one that the media will certainly enjoy along with the fans of the Rams.
Well, that checks all the boxes right there. What was it like covering him? And, give us some background on Bryant. That's not a household name as basketball teams go, but he got him into the tournament.
He did, and that's a testament to him and his coaching staff and what he was able to do over the 2 years in Smithfield, Rhode Island. And, you know, as a mid-major program, it's tough this day and age to be able to win back-to-back, you know, to go win 20 games in back-to-back seasons. That's not easy to do. Phil Martelli Jr. came in at a tough time in November of 2023. He pretty much took over.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Rams, at the beginning of that season, he didn't have an offseason before that. The first full offseason that he had in the transfer portal and in recruiting as the head coach, that team went to the NCAA tournament. And I think that just goes to show you the type of culture, the type of game planning, and the type of team that he runs. He makes it very clear that the group has to be selfless. And once the team understands that, then you know, no one can really stop the group that he's coaching. And of course, talent goes into that. And that's something that I think he did a very good job of. He took a guy, Barry Evans, for example, from St. Bonaventure, and he was a standout at Bryant this past year for the Bulldogs. And we'll see if he stays or goes. You have Connor Withers, who was a fantastic shooter, came from UMass Lowell, an interconference rival, and he was able to shine. You got Rafael Pinzone, who came from St. John's. They targeted the right amount and the perfect blend of players to fit the mold that Martelli envisioned, and that's something that I think he's going to bring with him to VCU. He's a family guy. He wears his emotions on his sleeve. He does all the right things, and when his players see that, they want to play for him, and that's exactly what you have when you have a team that's led by a guy like that.
We saw the clip from the regional, not just us, that kind of made the worldwide rounds as things do in March, of him thanking his family and talking about what it means to him. And yeah, you got that sense that, you know, players are going to want to play for this guy because he's genuine, because he's invested in them.
Absolutely. And that's 100% genuine, being a genuine person and understanding too where they are, you know, where Bryant was at the time, knowing that, hey, we can get a collective group of guys that can play here and that can really shine here. he knew it. He knew what he was here for coming into his first year as the head coach. He had been there for 5 years as an assistant under a couple coaches there. So, you know, you have a guy that understood the program. He understood where he was, and he was able to adapt to, you know, to his role. And he was able to adapt to a small mid-major in Smithfield, Rhode Island. I can only imagine what he'll be able to do at an Atlantic 10 school that is for sure is a good job for him, and one that will serve him well. It's a bigger job, one that he will, in no doubt in my mind, succeed in.
That's Phil Martelli Jr. He'll be introduced here in a little bit as the VCU Rams coach. You'll hear it live right here on The Fan at 11:30. His introductory press conference, Sam Knox joins us. He's a sports director at WPRI up in Rhode Island. Thank him for spending a couple minutes with us. You mentioned Smithfield. Give us some perspective on the school, and I guess you'll wait. Where does Bryant rank in the Rhode Island sports world? He kind of did. I mean, were they on the map before this? And what's this mean for Bryant to make the tournament?
Yeah. So we want to go back to about 2021. Jared Grosso did a fantastic job with the Bryant Bulldogs, leading them to the first four of the NCAA tournament. Phil was on the staff at that time. You know, he did a good job recruiting, bringing in guys, and then Phil was able to take over and kind of run things his way. Every coach has their way of doing things. Bryant this year was unique because they were so good, but it was also, with all due respect to other teams in Rhode Island, it was a down year for the other teams. And I think they all know that, right? Brown failed to make Ivy Madness in a tournament that they were hosting. PC had one of their worst seasons in a long time, Providence College, that is. And then URI lost in the first round of the Atlantic 10 tournament, you know, after starting really, really strong. Bryant was the feel-good story. It was the type of story that was embraced by the college basketball fan, right? I mean, Bryant's gym is no bigger than than one of your bigger high school gyms. It is a small school, but you had, like I said, a coach that understood what he needed, what he could bring to the school in terms of transfers and in terms of, incoming freshmen. He had the perfect mix, and he hit it right away. He knew he might not have been able to get the top recruit in the transfer portal to come play at Bryant after leaving, you know, say an SEC school, for example, but he was still able to win. He played the perfect, I don't know, let's just say he played it the right way. And, that's what made them such a good story here in Rhode Island this year. And they were the only team that really won. So that was kind of what put them more on the map. Rhode Island basketball, college basketball, gets a lot of good coverage from the local media here in Rhode Island. Every single team does, because it's pretty much the big thing here in season. So to be the only team that was winning in this season, to be the only team that made the tournament from Rhode Island, for Phil to be such a good guy, shaking every single media person's hand in an availability, before and after the availability, getting to know you, understanding who you are, and just being a good person on top of being a great basketball coach. It goes a long way, and that's what made them so fun to cover.
That's everything you can hope for right there, from a media standpoint and a fan standpoint, and got to ride the ride with Bryant this year. That's Sam Knox, WPRI in Rhode Island. Opening day for baseball, and that's coach introduction day here. Do we pivot to Red Sox? Is that what happens out there?
We do a little pivot to the Red Sox. It is a exciting time. We have some legit talent this year on the Red Sox. We have one of the top 10, top five starters on the mound today. Garrett Crochet gets the ball. Exciting times. Alex Bregman, coming to the Sox. You got a couple of nice little additions to the bullpen. You get our oldest Chapman, who's going to be the closer to start the year. But yes, we will pivot to baseball and you know, see what the Celtics can do in the playoffs. And the Providence right. College hockey team also made the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2019. So a couple things here to follow, and then we head into the summer months and get ready for football again.
That's what we do. Sam Knox, WPRI in Rhode Island. Good luck with all that, and thanks for making a few minutes for us today.
Of course, Michael. Thank you much, and enjoy Phil. He's a great guy.
Absolutely. You'll hear from him. Phil Martelli Jr. He's the new coach of the VCU Rams. Introductory press conference coming up at 11:30. A little bit more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1.
Debbie on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app, and today we're live at the Siegel Center, home of VCU men's basketball and women's basketball. But today we're here for the men because Phil Martelli Jr. is going to get introduced as the new VCU basketball head coach. You hear the Peppas in the background warming everybody up. We got a few dozen people rolling in ahead of this press conference, which starts at 11:30 a.m. And, folks, you will hear it live right here on 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. This is fun. It's fun to take the show on the road. Thank you to Megan for holding things down in studio. Megan, what's up? How are we doing today?
I am doing good. Just getting some stuff done around here. Excited to give those Kings Dominion tickets out. Enjoying the band. I hear it. It's really loud over there.
One more day of the Kings Dominion tickets. The Peppas are famously loud. And yes, that's I'll lose my voice screaming over the Peppas, but that's all right. Awad's got the harder job because he'll be here for 3 hours afterward.
Wrapping
up the Phil Martelli press conference. You plug in when you play. You play electric, but you don't play like this.
No, I definitely don't play like that. That's more like orchestra stuff. I never learned that, but I do electric. It's acoustic electric. I usually got my guitar. That's my go-to.
Boom. Well, thank you for holding it down in studio. And yes, we will have one more chance to win Kings Dominion tickets. Tomorrow you can ride Raptera, take to the skies in the winged roller coaster when Raptera opens officially on Saturday morning. Kings Dominion spring break. It's the place to be. And we had Funny Bone tickets yesterday. Been a great week of giveaways.
Oh, my gosh.
And
nice.
NCAA basketball tonight on The Fan. We'll get back to Phil Martelli in a second. Games tonight start with BYU-Alabama. The Maryland game, which I'm fascinated by, Maryland-Florida. This from Nielsen, who does TV ratings. According to Nielsen, approximately 3,000 people watched at least 1 minute of every NCAA game last weekend. That is 48 NCAA first and second round men's basketball games. 3,000 people watched at least 1 minute of every single game. Noon to 1 a.m. They didn't lock in. They flipped around. Those are our American heroes right there. Stand up and applaud yourself if that's you. Every single basketball game, 48. I feel like I maybe count because we were at the sports bar, you know, they're all on the screen. But during VCU, I didn't. During the VCU game, I was locked in. And during the Jayhawks game, I'm locked in too. So I'm probably in the upper 30s. I'm not mad at my showing, but then you find out about these people. Like, okay, I got my life goals here.
It's better.
Mike Barber is with us in the last segment, and Mike Barber, you know, he's covered a lot of tech sports over the years. Virginia Tech athletic director Whit Babcock chatted with reporters yesterday, and we talked about how the pie is going to be divided in the NIL era and the revenue sharing era when that's approved here, you know, April 7th, not next Monday, but the next Monday is expected to be that day. Whit Babcock told reporters down in Blacksburg he expects that 75% of the revenue sharing money is going to go to football, into the football team. And it makes sense. That's the correct move if you're Whit Babcock. That's the correct move if you're Virginia Tech. But that leaves just 15% for the men's basketball team, which is table scraps compared to what they're going to be able to do in the Big East, where it's the full amount, what they're going to be able to do in the A-10, where you're not dealing with football. If there's a bright spot amid all this chaos, amid all this transfer portal, amid all this NIL, that's the bright spot. The bright spot is there's no football to share the money with here. At the Big East schools, it's all going to basketball. The A-10 schools, it's all going to basketball. And football is the beast, man, and you got to feed it. And I'm curious. Here's my suspicion, though, if we're talking about the SEC. SEC is going all in on football, obviously. I think they're just going to find a way to pay guys under the table. I think we're going back to cheating, would be my guess. I just don't think they're going to let their dominance go by the wayside in the years to come. It'll be something fascinating to pick up, though. Hey, why can we cross-talk with you for a second here, bring you in? Because you've been hanging out here as well. You hear the Peppas in the background. Now 9 minutes away from Phil Martelli Jr. getting introduced as a VCU basketball coach. And it's good that we do these things a couple days after the announcement.
A-10 champ right here. Tournament MVP, Jack Clark in the building.
Jack Clark in the
house.
What's
up, Jack?
What's up, dude? We got a number,
good to see you again.
Number of members of the team here hanging out today to listen and support Phil Martelli Jr. as he gets introduced to the Ramley.
That's really cool. I mean, because I've checked, I don't think he has another year of eligibility. He played seven already. But, yeah.
Seven is enough.
This program, it's bigger than the name that represents the program.
Yes.
It is Virginia Commonwealth University. It goes back before the Final Four, right? I mean, way back before that, before even Eric Maynard. I mean, if you talk to VCU fans in the building here today, they'll tell you about in the 80s when they were a top four seed in the tournament, right? And they had talent.
One of the very best selling points here that has nothing to do with money and nothing to do with the fans, you come here during the summer to work out, and everybody's here. Like, the pickup games are so good that happen over at the BDC and the work that happens there, and you're part of that for life.
Well, that's why I've said ever since the era of the transfer portal started, I loved our chances because of the Basketball Development Center. The BDC, I would put that up against so many different schools, better than everything in the A-10, bar none. You could put that up against some of the ACC schools,
absolutely,
some of the Big East schools.
Absolutely.
Now, it's just incredible of what the Basketball Development Center can bring for VCU, and I'd have never met one player that isn't obsessed with the BDC. They all love, like you said, spending time in there late night, early mornings, lunch, breakfast, dinner. They eat in there. They hang out. They watch film in there. Phil Martelli Jr. is going to be moving into Coach Odom's office, which I spent plenty of days in there interviewing him. I mean, it's like
nice
three
window.
Rooms.
Got that window.
Got the window
facility.
That overlooks it. Yeah. He's got a conference room right next to it. I mean, it's just a great place to hang out and fall in love with basketball. And not that these kids haven't already, but the kind of love you have for basketball here at VCU leads you to compete in the gym all day, every day, because you look up at the names in the rafters. You look up that Final Four poster there from 2011. You're like, wow, I am in a special place.
And that's the sales pitch. You go to the SEC, and football's the show. Football's the star. And certainly you'll be compensated well. But here you're among basketball junkies, and you don't have to share any of that juice or any of that love.
You mentioned the revenue share, and so it's going to hurt some of the P4. It'll help the Big East and the mid-majors that don't fully commit to football, like VCU.
Yep.
I have a feeling this is going to turn into the P4 stays the P4. Because, like you said, they will find a way to pay the players, the best players, the most money, even if it's under the table, around the corner, down the street, they'll get you the money. You'll have a
bag
in your hotel room.
Yep.
I think so. That's tier one. I think Big East becomes tier two with their ability to pay everybody the most amount of money, right? Because there's no football. And then mid-majors will be tier three.
Sure.
And that's the issue now is that, all right, so you got the P4. Then the Big East will take a big step forward. You're going to see every team in the Big East take a big step
forward. You're back to a Power 5. You're
back to a Power
10 with the Big East.
Right.
Yeah.
You're then back to a Power 5. Right. And the gap then between the Power 5 and the rest, I think, is actually going to get bigger, unfortunately. The reason they did this is because to close the gap.
I'm discouraged by this announcement that they're going to take 32 teams to Vegas and 26 for a preseason tournament.
Yeah.
That's 32 teams that aren't going to Maui, that aren't going to Charleston. You're taking them out of that orbit. Money talks, I get that. But, man, that was just one of the few opportunities we still had left as a mid-major to hang at that level.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm at on that, though, because I think I like the idea of a preseason 64-team, 32-team tournament as long to as get the ball rolling.
As long as we're invited, I love it.
As long as everybody's invited and it's not just a P4 party.
Yeah. Right. I think you need breaks.
Because if it's a P4 preseason party, then the postseason party is going to be a P4 party as well.
You know the answers to that, no doubt. But I love that we're doing this a couple days after the announcement. Because, look, I'll admit, I'll raise my hand. I wanted Richard Pitino. But now we're a couple days down the line. We've learned a little bit about who Phil Martelli Jr. is. And I think we can be properly excited for this guy on this day.
Well, I think the number one thing to be excited about is there could be some longevity here for Phil Martelli Jr. at VCU. He could really grow into this role and become a star in the Atlantic 10. A big step up from Bryant. And look, I was with you. I wanted Richard Pitino. I wanted the flashy signing. I wanted everybody to say, who's Ryan Odom? Because all of a sudden we've got, you know, the hottest name in sports in Richard Pitino. I'm starting to think he would not have been here for more than 1 year at the most.
I agree with that.
Because there are so many jobs that are open or going to open in the Big East. Providence is probably going to open up. He ends up taking Xavier, so he's in that conference already there. And just the way it worked with him, it felt slimy. Right? I mean, we know that there was three schools competing for him. And the competition might have even started before he was eliminated from the NCAA tournament. That's pretty much a fact. Because every single coach right now is having conversations before they're eliminated from the NCAA tournament. The Maryland situation is a disgrace to college basketball.
Yeah, and guys in the portal and guys who are still playing meaningful basketball, it's a disservice to them on what should be their big day, what should be a moment to spotlight everything they've worked for. Instead, they're on their phone all day with their agent lining up where they're going next. It's tough to see. We got, on the other side, Phil Martelli Jr.'s coming. Before we do, what do you want to hear today from Phil Martelli Jr.?
What do I want to hear today? I want to hear about him. I want to hear about his style of play. I want to hear what he's into off the court. Is he a hoops head where he's obsessed with watching film? Does he watch the NBA? Does he watch a lot of other college basketball? It's not what he can say, really. It's how much can I get to know him? I want to get to know this new guy. I mean, we were joking around how we've been through so many of these, right? So I remember like I was yesterday. I graduated from VCU and came here to watch the Will Wade presser, right? And then it was Coach Rhodes. And then it was Coach Odom. And that was just 2 years ago. We were sitting right here. So we've been through a few of these. And Ram Nation's certainly been through a lot of them as we're seeing the players come in. I'm just excited for this day.
I'm excited as well. We will get started on the other side. You'll meet the new coach of the VCU Rams, Phil Martelli Jr. We'll have it live when we return. You're listening to Richmond Zone for VCU Basketball, 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.